I don't think there's any justification for him having it. It's elitist. He almost wears it as a badge of honour, as he says he can go anywhere, anytime that he wants to. Well, I don't have any objection to him claiming business expenses if he's on council business of parking in car parks. But the point is, you know, under his administration, car parking charges have been hiked over the last year, and he doesn't seem to believe that he should be paying the same as any other citizen of Mansfield to use car parks. And what's more, I think he's doing something in parking on double yellow lines that he has no legal authority to do.
Mayor says it's a facility that allows him to carry out his duties as the mayor of the town. Do you buy that argument?
I accept that as someone who is doing the business of the council can claim a legitimate business expense, but that doesn't entitle him to park any time anywhere that he wants to. If he's going about council business, yes, if he's just on a, you know, going out for an evening with friends, for a drink or whatever, I don't think that he has any ethical or legal right to park on double yellow lines.
Is that perhaps the nub of the problem from where you're set, the idea that he can park just about anywhere? It's not just a case of he can park in car parks. He, under this pass, has, he says, the ability to literally park where he wants.
Yeah, I think it's madness. The parking restrictions are there for a reason. They're there for public safety. If he's flagrantly breaching them, then I think that's a very serious matter.
So what's the system that you want putting in place instead of the one that's currently there?
That his martini pass is taken away from him, that any infringement of parking law, i.e. parking on W lines, he's enforced against, and I accept that in going about council business, he can reclaim expenses if he parks in car parks, council-run car parks. Otherwise, if he's going about personal, private business, he should not have any such dispensation.
Is this a political argument, or is there actual policy, shall we say, point to this, or are you just trying to undermine the mayor's office?
We're not making political mischief here. There's a very serious point. The point I make is that, you know, for everyone in Mansfield, they have to pay to go and park in car parks. They have to abide by traffic regulations. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's elitist for the mayor to think that he can be above all that, and I think that's very wrong.